How to Fix a Toxic Relationship, 8 Bible Verses to Consider. Looking to figure out how to fix a toxic relationship? Here are 8 Bible verses to consider while deciding if the relationship has any hope of continuing. Being stuck in a toxic relationship. The cause of all toxic behavior is sin, which entered the world when Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, rebelled against God, Genesis chapter 3. Because we are children of our first parents, we are all stained with this original sin. Huntington Beach Christian Counseling helps individuals toward healing and growth in faith. We feel anger, pride, and selfishness, and we feel trapped. This causes us to constantly search for something to hope in, or a way of escape. There is one hope only of escaping this sin: Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we could be saved. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. With His grace, we can find out how to fix a toxic relationship. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Paul admonished the church in Corinth for their lack of love and indifference toward him. This was because of their close connections with unbelievers. This had corrupted their spiritual growth. Does this other person indulge people that distract from the gospel in your relationship? If this person or spouse is not being built up by believers and is instead satisfied with being poured into by unbelievers, it is likely that you have a toxic relationship on your hands. Prayer is a great place to start, as God promises. He gives wisdom generously to all, without reproach, as we ask Him with faith that He will provide it. James chapter 1. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. This was one of the final exhortations by Paul to his followers in his epistle while imprisoned. He wanted them to show hospitality to strangers, remember those mistreated in prison, shun the love of money, and be content with what they had, remembering the Lord is always there to love and guide you. He is there for us in marriage too. God founded the institution, therefore, its vows must be upheld. Nothing is to come between you and loving your spouse and holding them in high regard, not their attitude or behavior, not your kids, not a job or other activity, not another person in any way. Today, this type of behavior is too prevalent, often resulting in the breakup of marriages. If you find there is anything in the way of loving your spouse, you need to pray to the Lord for help to fix this toxic relationship and help you to rely on Him to help you do it His way. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. This is true in all relationships: family, friends, and work. Who are your friends? Do they support you in times of want? Are they there for you no matter the circumstances? Or do they disappear, making you wonder who you can trust? The Lord will never leave your side. He is incorruptible. As a Christian, you are called to love others. Loving means taking the right course of action, in accordance with God's word, and to not be corrupted or change your views. He is the Lord, and He will let you know how to fix a toxic relationship with others. Conform to God's law, not the world's. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and tax collector. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. These are strong words, but they ensure accountability and effective conflict resolution. You must look at others as souls. Forgiving a person, family, friend, co-worker, etc., or spouse means looking at them as a fellow brother or sister in Christ, a soul that has been redeemed and is called righteous, just as you are. Forgiving someone who is not a believer is loving our enemies just as we are instructed to, and looking at them as souls in need of a Savior. Wading through the consequences of the wrongs done might take longer. Knowing how to fix a toxic relationship can involve deeper issues that will take time to understand. Take it to the Lord in prayer, search His word for wisdom, and seek out good, God-centered counsel. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8. When it comes to sex, we see that nothing is new under the sun. In Paul's day, sex of all kinds was normal for most people. This included adultery, prostitution, pedophilia, homosexuality, etc. Sex outside of marriage was accepted as normal, just as it is today. Paul states you must flee from sexual immorality. It's wiser to escape from this sin than be subdued by it. Genesis chapter 39 verses 7 to 12. You are only harming yourself and others involved. Paul fought against the casual attitude toward it by some Christians, and the pain it causes to both spouses. Today we still commit these sins. This causes friction, bad attitudes, and bad relationships. You will need to learn how to fix this toxic relationship. Rely on the Lord. Pray for a resolution that will return the love you feel for your spouse and an escape from any relationship that does not honor God by respecting the design of sex to be between a married man and woman. Seek counsel to help point you to God's will. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 to 4. Paul once more tells us to treat others' needs as more important than our own, and other people as greater than us. By doing this, you will achieve the kind of humility that results in love and unity. His goal was to center attention on other people, not yourself. We need to do this in our personal relationships and marriages. By treating people with respect, you will be influencing the relationship out of toxicity. There will be the most opportunity for harmony and understanding of each other's needs when at least one person is honoring the Lord. There may still be conflict, but true love will, with God's help, see you through such times as you look to suffer well and seek out the other soul's good above your own. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. Paul begs the Christians in Rome to be on their guard against false teaching, by holding to the truth they know and protecting it at all costs. He knew that others would come after him and try to sow division and confusion in the church, seeking after their own selfish desires. Fixing a toxic relationship is a manner of speaking the truth to one another, whether at home, the office, or with anyone. Cling to the gospel to see your way through any measure of toxic relationship. Put everything to the test of Scripture to make straight your paths. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. With this chapter, it's easy to see that love conquers all. There is nothing it can't overcome. This is the love of Christ. As followers of Christ, we strive to love like this by the power of the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to fix a toxic relationship is using this love for every relationship. The Lord will show you how if you ask Him. Evil is overcome by the power of love. It is quite clear in these verses that love should dominate our thoughts and actions. How to fix a toxic relationship then becomes a simple matter of understanding God's love and loving the other person, with guidance from a Christian counselor at Huntington Beach Christian Counseling. Get help with your relationships today by reaching out to a therapist on our website.